on sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Theories on why athletes are playing less games, specifically NBA athletes. This is from Al and Cal, the 916. It was the short shorts. Possibly, but the short shorts are kind of, they made a comeback.
Jordan Poole's trying to bring them
back. Jordan Poole, I know in college they wear them a lot, right?
Possibly. More aerodynamic.
More aerodynamic, right? Less force on your knees because your knees are free.
It is kind of crazy how, like, they show the picture of, I think it was like Jamal Tinsley or something in a slam cover from 2001, and his shorts are literally like at his ankles. Right? I think even at that time it was a little bit of a joke, but like we were getting a little wild with how bad the
overcorrection.
Shorts were
because, but here's the thing: nuts. They've definitely crept back up. If you watch a game in 2012, 2013, they feel like they were longer then.
Yeah,
they've definitely crept up.
Yeah,
they're not as high as back in the day, but they've definitely
they're getting shorter. Now people got the leg sleeves too, and it kind of masks, because that's what Jordan Poole does, right?
Yeah,
I think he'll rock the leg sleeves, so it doesn't really look super short. But if you look at the actual short, you're like, brother, that's.
That's
in a
me.
Little
That's
1970s.
Me at PT. You know? That's me at PT. You gotta wear the sleeves if you're gonna go with the short shorts. From the 530, no minimums. Help me out with this one, Chris.
Okay.
No minimums. Use a percentage played for percentage of MVP votes from the 530.
Use percentage of games played.
So basically,
if you play 70% of your games, you only count 70% of your MVP votes?
Maybe the weight, right? The weight, you measure that, or that weight gets measured out differently.
I would have to see it drawn out a little
bit
but more.
I think there's
percentage
there.
Of games, I think, is the problem with, there's something there.
But to that, what if it wasn't an actual equation and it was literally just, hey, to the writers, you need to, whatever the percentage is based on skill and stats, right? They add to the MVP, all NBA voting, hey, a heavier percentage of this is how much they played. So if you have somebody, if you have Embiid ahead of Jokic, right, in stats, we're trusting you to add in or here's a percentage. I'm going to go grades again. Here's a percentage. If Jokic played 20 more games than Embiid, then Embiid's stats better be destroying Jokic's if you're going to go with Embiid.
That's how it was done every year before this, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it was supposed to be done.
Hey, we're really emphasizing this more?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's on the individual voters at that point. How about they just do it like they do normal jobs? You get a certain amount of injury days and you get a certain amount of just rest days. Like how we get sick hours and we get vacation hours.
But isn't that what it
hours.
Is now?
In a way. It could just be like, hey, we are acknowledging that everybody is going to get injured this year. We're going to say everyone gets, I don't know, 15 injury days and you get 4 days of rest or something. I don't know. I don't know how it could exactly work. 20 games would probably be the easier round thing to do. And that would put you at 62.
20
I
games
mean,
feels...
It's all the same.
Right, and that's the thing. Okay, Draymond. Okay, Tyrese Halliburton. All you guys, give us solutions.
Yeah.
What's a better solution?
Yeah, no, because it's not fair, or else you're going to get more people. If you're incentivizing numbers over games played, if you're saying, like you said, it's impressive to me that Joel Embiid is averaging 35 points per game, but he did it in 20 games less than Jokic.
Who's at 31.
Whatever, sure.
31.
Yeah, I just feel like everybody's going to then lean towards playing less games. I mean, you saw it when Kyrie Irving couldn't play in the away stadiums or whatever it was when he wasn't vaccinated. Like, his stats were insane, but it was because he was playing once a week. And it's like, well, yeah, of course Joel Embiid's going to look insane when he plays. It comes down to, what do you actually think is better for the game? These guys having crazy performances when they do play, or is it them just sheerly being in the building every single night? What is more valuable to the NBA? The NBA is saying we just want them to be on the floor. We don't care about back-to-backs. We don't care about game quality. We just care that when people step into the building that they paid tickets for, Joel Embiid is there. LeBron James is there. The characters that they paid to see are there. They don't really – the result is a complete gamble. You're not paying for the result of the game. You're paying to show up and see those guys, and nothing more, nothing less.
And Joel Embiid is being a bit of the sacrificial lamb here, for lack of a better term, because we had already established that Joel – this is something separate. Because we had already established that Joel Embiid – based on, there's still half the season left.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid was not going to make this mark and not even be close. Joel Embiid did not play last night because he wanted to make sure he was going to be eligible for those 65. He played because of cyberbullying and the narrative that he does not play in tough environments on the road.
And how about what we talked about yesterday, right? We kind of forecasted this a bit. We said Joel's definitely going to play because of this investigation as well, right? Like, how much of that played into a factor? Mm-hmm. Is the fact that the NBA was like, they said they were
investigating it.
Which is weird, which also adds another layer to it because is Joel hurt or not? Like, was he hurt before this or not?
Nick Nurse said he felt good.
Because if he was hurt, then what are you playing him for in terms of, like, what do you have to be afraid of if Joel was hurt? From the investigation.
But Nick Nurse isn't walking anything back. Maybe, to your point, he can't because he didn't play. So he has to say, now he's good. He wasn't.
Yeah.
And I believe it was also a knee injury again.
Same knee.
But this is a completely different injury according to Nick Nurse. So using Joel Embiid for this argument really isn't great because Joel Embiid wasn't going to make this minimum anyway.
Right.
Tyrese Halliburton is probably a better example of it.
Yeah.
Because Tyrese Halliburton tried to come back early. This has been his breakout season, really.
Right.
So that makes more sense to me than
Joel, right?
Than Joel Embiid, right? But it still doesn't change the fact that there really isn't a
there's no good answer.
Good answer.
You're gonna make somebody upset. Regardless of what happened. Well, not everybody, because as I told you during the break, Magic Johnson loves this. I don't know if this is from Magic Johnson's Twitter, but it definitely sounds like a Magic Johnson tweet. This is Magic on the 65-game eligibility rule. He says, fans were upset after spending money to see their favorite players not play. So my friend Adam Silver had to take action and implement the new rule. Good for the league and local TV partners, which we can't forget, that's a huge part of this as well.
Magic's getting
sponsors
cashed
as well.
Out. Yeah.
The NBA and, all caps, the fans.
It's AI generated.
It's
got
to
be. Right?
It's got to be.
It has to be.
I think that somebody did a deep dive and there is an intern that tweets for him, but it all comes from the mind of Magic Johnson.
Would you guys want to play a game where I have ChatGPT write Magic Johnson tweets and then you guys have to decipher which
is real or not?
Would you like to do that by the end of the show? Would you like to do that with the roundtable today?
Sure.
Or is that too silly?
No, Frankie would love it.
Okay. I'm going to put that together.
Yeah. We'll do it in the last segment of the roundtable.
So, you know, I mean, look, I don't understand. Again, Scottie Pippen played all 82 five times. John Stockton, a machine, played 19 seasons, played 82 games 16 times. Kobe Bryant, 4 times, all 82. Michael Jordan, 9 times. And you have LeBron, who played how many?
He played 82 once. He's played 81 twice, I believe. He's played 81 once, 80 once, and 79 3 different times, 82 only once.
Steph Curry has never played in all 82. The closest he's got to 80 twice, and he's got to 79 twice. And Kevin Durant has played all 82 once. He played 81 twice, and he played 80 once. And that's the best you got. I'm just based on longevity of these guys. I'm sure there are a couple dudes who have played, but again, if you're not a starter, does it even count the same? I mean, Kevon Looney, I know he was Iron Man last season, two seasons ago. He plays a decent amount of minutes,
right?
But
HB too. HB was an Iron Man last year, and he's played every game this year so far. But so it's also a question of, is it different though?
No one's paying to see Looney. No one's paying to see Harrison Barnes.
Well, and the amount that they have the ball as well, or just in general, how active they are in the game is like, it's incredibly marginal compared to those other guys. So it's like, you know, it might be a little easier to stay healthy when your usage is a little bit lower.
Yeah. I mean, the AAU, right? Maybe these kids, it's just too much on the body over and over and over again. Now I sound like Marshawn Lynch, and ultimately it is costing them in the long run and costing everybody, right? You see something every week. There's somebody who went on to pay this money, and they flew from here, or they flew from there. And you got young dudes. I mean, LaMelo can't stay on the floor. We know the story with Lonzo can't stay on the floor. And we know they train their butts off to get to the NBA. Is there any correlation here? I don't know. I mean, with availability of training mechanisms and ideas, it's just more and more competition. And you have to out-train the competition. Yeah. And it's just a vicious cycle. Got to get
to
a break.
No one's talking about Ben Simmons either.
Ben Simmons?
His 65 game, dude. He's going to barely miss it. Just barely.
Oh, at first, I thought you were serious.
Yeah. Ben Simmons might miss 65 games.
I just want to do Ben Simmons as far as his games and then do how much money he's made, because that's ticking people off, too. Bro, he might be the ultimate
money
finesser.
Money per minute might be insane stat for Ben Simmons.
That's actually crazy.
I'm sure someone's done it. His money per minute has to be insane.
They have to.
Let me see. We can maybe do it during the break.
Got to get to a break. When we get back, we are continuing to talk about the Kings. De'Aaron Fox has cracked the top 15 for ticket sales. Also got some Niners talk as well. Brock Purdy and some of the special lists that he is joining. And we got some audio with Nick Bosa's mind blown about Brock Purdy's confidence. And at 1 o'clock, don't forget, pair of tickets to see Eddie Griffin. We're giving that away at 1 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
This is Sacktown Sports.
The mathematician, Chris, is...
I'm so bad at math.
...trying to figure out how much money Ben Simmons has...
Maybe I'll just throw it out there so someone else can do the math for me.
From the NBA as we have a conversation about all the missed games from the new age NBA players, load management, and how to fix this situation. Want to have a quick convo about Brock Purdy, because Brock Purdy is doing some really crazy things. And look, regardless of who he has on his roster, no one's done it before. So unless we're saying that the Niners have the best roster in the history of the NFL, it's time to give Brock Purdy some flowers, right? Brock Purdy is joining some specialists. Brock Purdy joined Ben Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson, and Mark Sanchez as the only quarterbacks to win 4 playoff games in their first 2 seasons. Brock Purdy is the third player with 250 or more passing yards and 50 or more rushing yards in a conference championship game, joining Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And Brock Purdy could be the youngest ever Super Bowl winning quarterback. How about that?
That's crazy.
The last pick in the draft.
Yeah. What, like, we're 2 years removed from that. I mean, I just can't believe, I can't even imagine how Brock and his family are feeling right now, but it's wild that that's even remotely a possibility at this point. Like, I mean, Mr. Irrelevance are just not supposed to be any, especially not in the NFL. Like, it was one thing when Isaiah Thomas was a king and he was Mr. Irrelevant in the NBA draft. It's like, okay, he was the 60th player picked. We've seen second rounders do things before. We've seen undrafted guys, whatever. But for a Mr. Irrelevant to be a quarterback also on top of that, the position where if you're not a first or second round pick, you're already pretty much not going to have an NFL career. Mm-hmm. So to be seventh round pick and the last pick of the draft, and then 2 years later be, you know, a game away from winning a Super Bowl. And last year also was really close to being in a Super Bowl as well. It's crazy. It really is crazy, and I understand why Niner fans are upset that that narrative is not being talked about nearly enough.
Yeah, and look, you can have the conversation about Brock Purdy as far as him going to a good situation, but you also have to have the conversation that he made the situation even better.
Yes.
All right,
even he didn't mess it up.
Right,
you know?
Right. On top of not messing
on
it
top
up,
of
then
it, right.
He makes
yes.
it better. The comparison that I've used in the past, and I'll use again, Brock Purdy is somebody born to a well-off family, okay? He is born to a well-off family in terms of his football family, his team. We all know people that are born to wealthy families, and some of those people make their families even wealthier and take advantage of their situations, and some of those people trick it off and they end up in worse situations. Some of those people just exist,
yeah.
Okay? I would say Jimmy Garoppolo existed, okay? He didn't bring his family any more wealth.
No.
I would say C.J. Beathard did not bring his family. They probably lost some money with C.J. Beathard, okay? Money Mullins, they lost some money. And then you have the son, Brock Purdy, who has taken their wealth to another level. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, that gets cemented with a Super Bowl win because Jimmy Garoppolo did go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Garoppolo was never in MVP conversations either.
Wow, no, how weird is that parallel, too, that it's also against the Chiefs?
It's also against the Chiefs, and it's in the stadium where Jimmy Garoppolo attempted to play football again, and it did not work out for
him.
Emphasis
on attempted.
Attempted. Here, Chris, here are some of the other mystery relevance, all right? In 2023.
Please. There's no way I've heard of any of these guys,
DeJuan
right?
Johnson
from
Toledo. That was in 2023. Obviously, Brock in 2022. Grant Stewart in 2021, linebacker. Tay Crowder. Hey, we got to check if these guys are still in the league. Tay Crowder went to the Giants. He's
good
a
name.
Linebacker.
I like it.
Jay Crowder's brother,
right,
actually.
Right, has to be.
In 2020. Caleb Wilson, tight end.
He's supposed to go first in this year's draft, right? Hey.
Like Trey Quinn, wide receiver in 2018.
This
Chad
is another
Kelly?
Where you're just making things up.
Chad Kelly?
Chad Kelly?
Chad Kelly from Ole Miss.
So that's why is nobody bringing up Chad Kelly? See, like, hey, that's who Brock is supposed to be is
Chad Kelly. Chad Kelly. You have just other quarterbacks. Chandler Harnish in 2012.
Sure.
He went to the Colts. You know, a lot of these guys probably aren't even in the league.
No, there's no
Tim
way.
Tim Toon?
I remember
wide receiver
Nick too.
In 2010. You have Justice Cunningham, tight end.
Why not?
Went to the Colts. Love that last pick. Ryan Hogue. Raider fans, remember Ryan Hogue? He went to Gustavus Adolphus.
I'm sorry?
I'm assuming that's not in the U.S. Also, okay. Raiders in 2004, Colorado State. Andre Summersell. Andy Stokes.
These are fake people.
These aren't fake
Stop
people.
Stop making people
Ramsey
up.
Robinson, Alabama cornerback, went to the Lions in 07. None of these guys, man.
No, they're not even players. Like,
they're
forget
not,
just
they're
being.
Not.
Like, we're not even talking like, oh, yeah, he had that catch or he had.
No.
He had that one big week in fantasy, didn't he? That one time. No.
Here you go. Jeff Beathard. I don't know if he's
gotta
related
be. Has
to.
Has to be.
That could, I mean, 1988.
Gotta be. That's gotta
any
be his
relation?
Uncle or something. Has to be.
Darren Alcorn, a kicker from Akron. Right? Who's played?
Who's played, period?
Yes.
How many games have been played by Mr. Irrelevance
exactly.
in NFL history?
Besides Brock Purdy.
And then what Brock's at pushing on 20-something games right now? So.
I feel like Chad Kelly got to start somewhere.
I don't think he did. I don't think he ever got a regular season start. I would be surprised if he did. I mean, I remember him at Ole Miss. He was a bit of a trash talker, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, this is super random. He was Last Chance U, the very first season they did, the Ole Miss
Great
or the
show.
Mississippi school. He was like the product that put them. He was like their most recent recruit that went big time and went somewhere else. It was like the season after he had left. They started filming that show. That's what I know Chad Kelly from, and that's about it. Definitely not leading any teams to Super Bowls, that's
for
sure.
No, no. Got to get to a break. When we get back, we have that sound from Nick Bosa, who is literally just in awe of Brock Purdy and his confidence. Also breaking down De'Aaron Fox, cracking the top 15 of jersey sales for the NBA. And like we discussed, 12:30, Kings Roundtable, Frankie Cardicelli, Brandon Nunes, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube.
Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
We are an hour and a half away from our Eddie Griffin ticket giveaway. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. 12 o'clock, we are breaking down all things Jimmy Butler. I can tell you right now, you're not going to want to miss this conversation. Chris and I do not agree at all about Jimmy Butler coming to Sacramento. And actually, Nate doesn't agree with me.
We have the debut, too, of is this Magic Johnson or AI?
Yes.
It's ready to go.
MJ or AI?
We'll call it AI Magic.
AI Magic.
Oh, that is beautiful, Chris.
Outstanding work, Chris. Yeah. That is at 12:45-ish to end our Kings Roundtable. Sorry, that is more like 1:15-ish for the, what is it, Chris?
The
AI Magic.
Yes, AI Magic.
AI Magic at 1:15 with the Kings Roundtable, and they have no clue that we're going to do this.
Not a single idea.
It's going to be even better that way. De'Aaron Fox has cracked the top 15 of NBA jersey sales. And, you know, we have a ongoing conversation about De'Aaron Fox becoming a household name, becoming a superstar. Here are the top selling jerseys. Steph Curry, number one. Jason Tatum, number two. And this is the same conversation about once these guys retire, Steph, LeBron, who's the next face of the league?
Stop buying your kids Steph Curry jerseys.
Okay. That's not going
to
happen.
He's about to retire soon, Stop it.
Well, he's going to get pushed to retirement if they don't figure things out.
Buy your Kuminga jerseys.
Steph Curry, number one. Jason Tatum, number two. LeBron James, number three. Jeez. Victor Wembanyama, number four. Giannis, number five. Luka, number six. Devin Booker, number seven.
That's
Kevin Durant,
surprising.
Number eight. Tyrese Maxey.
How is Booker, you said seven? How is he seven, but then when we looked at the All-Star votes, he wasn't on the list. That doesn't make any sense. Go ahead. Sorry.
Tyrese Maxey, that's surprising.
That's
to me.
Really
number
weird.
Nine. Tyrese Maxey ahead of Damian Lillard at number 10.
Wow.
Ja Morant at number 11.
Wow.
Joel Embiid, number 12. LaMelo is number 13.
Maxey over Embiid?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jokic at 14 and De'Aaron Fox at 15.
Hey, shout out De'Aaron. I'm shocked that Maxey is over Embiid that highly. I mean, maybe it's just the new jerseys flowing in, but that's really surprising. And De'Aaron, I cannot even think of the last King who would have even been considered on this list.
Gotta be C. Webb. Right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe DeMarcus was cracking top 20 at some point, but I can't imagine his likability wasn't necessarily through the roof. So, that's a huge step for De'Aaron and for this organization in total too. I mean that at least is showing De'Aaron's on the map, right? I mean we've asked like there's Luka in terms of young guards or guards in De'Aaron's age range. There's Luka, Devin Booker, Tyrese Maxey, Ja Morant, and LaMelo ahead of him. Those guys all make sense. Like I'm okay with. I feel like he could maybe eclipse Maxey and Ja and LaMelo, but I feel like De'Aaron is probably in that tier of popularity right now, and it makes sense to me that he's at the bottom because he doesn't have the, you know, LaMelo Ball's been a star since he was in high school.
Yeah.
De'Aaron doesn't have the signature shoe yet. I feel like it's a good start.
On the way.
He's on the way, exactly.
Do we have any release images of the Fox Ones yet?
I don't know.
Is he wearing them right now?
He's wearing some PEs right now, some like player edition, player exclusives that are Curry shoes, but he's naming them like the Rain Threes, like after his son, so or the Rain Ones, I guess they would be. So I don't know if those are the. I don't think that's the signature
shoe.
Because
it said fall 2024.
Yeah.
So you figure, he's probably going to start wearing them soon. I know a lot of times players will premiere them.
Maybe it'll be in the playoffs.
During the playoffs, but got to get there. just make sure we see them before, just in case they're De'Aaron, as the Kings are feeling real good on a four-game winning streak. But, yeah, great. I mean, he's probably going to bust. Obviously, these rollouts are all official.
Yeah.
He's probably going to bust him out pretty soon here.
I would think so. I think if I remember
Post-All-Star
correctly,
break,
too,
maybe.
I was going to say, I remember last year at All-Star, funny enough, it was right before the Ja thing kind of blew up, mm-hmm. but they had like a huge Nike sneaker release for the Ja ones, mm-hmm. and I think All-Star is usually around the first time that you'll see and hear all that stuff because it's a ton of NBA people all in the same circles and stuff in the same area. So I would suspect that we probably hear something in the next couple weeks, maybe some renderings of the shoe, who knows, but I would bet during All-Star Weekend. Well, I don't know if De'Aaron's even going to be there or not, but if he's there, I would suspect that we're going to hear something about it.
Yeah, and as far as De'Aaron and, you know, releasing these shoes and also the All-Star, the same thing you said about Devin Booker, couldn't it also be said as far as with the All-Star and the voting, and we know De'Aaron cooled off a little bit, but couldn't that also be used or related to De'Aaron Fox? Because if you look at De'Aaron Fox, if you look at the, I think maybe the problem is the West. That might be the issue because, okay, top 15 jersey sales. Steph Curry, who actually wasn't even a starter.
No.
Right?
And it's, no, and it's there's questions of whether he's going to be an All-Star, period.
Right, it's front court and back court. So Steph, a guard. And you know how they do this now? It's just front court, back court.
Yep.
Steph, a guard. LeBron James, not. Wembanyama is just other. Luka, a guard. I think that's ticking people off. But Luka, a guard. Booker, a guard. KD's in the front court. He's got to be.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's three in the West. Ja, who is not even in the conversation anymore. And then the rest is in the East, besides Jokic, who is not a...
No.
Not a guard. So how did De'Aaron, how is De'Aaron so low there?
Yeah, I was almost thinking that too. Like, why, instead of fans voting, it feels like this is probably the better way of indicating who fans want to see the most, mm-hmm. right? Like, I mean, votes can be manipulated super easy. We saw the K-pop thing with Andrew Wiggins a couple of years ago. To me, this is, what do they always say? Adam Silver, as a matter of fact, says it all the time when talking about, you know, how load management actually isn't that big. He said it last year at All-Star. Load management isn't that big of a deal because if you look at our numbers, our attendance is higher than ever.
So why'd you change? Rules,
exactly. But to that point, I mean, fans speak with their wallets and voting's free. Anybody can go on NBA.com/vote and vote for De'Aaron Fox, but they're speaking with their wallets here. The NBA jersey sales, that to me should be, if you're in the top 15 of an NBA jersey sale, I think that should all but guarantee that you're an All-Star because that's what the All-Star game's about. It's about getting the guys on the floor that fans want to see. And Rudy Gobert, bless him. He's a great basketball player. He affects winning on the defensive side of the ball, but he's never going to be wanted in an All-Star game, and he's never going to be in the top 15 of jersey sales.
Right. So here are really the big name that is, it's surprising. So what do we do with this? There's a lot of what do we do with this information on today's show. It's just a wondering Wednesday, if you will.
There we go.
Because where is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Great question.
That's the name.
Yeah.
That is the guy who destroyed
30 plus points.
He's all over all the voting. Why is nobody buying his jersey?
It's a great question.
I don't like the Oklahoma City jersey.
I don't either.
I think it's a terrible,
horrible
jersey.
Boring.
Is that why? It's just
could
a
be
bad jersey. I'm not trying to rock that jersey.
Yeah.
He is.
But, I mean, I guess Wemby is Wemby, but it's like I'm not trying to rock a Spurs jersey either.
Yeah. He is the star of the West right now.
Yeah.
They are the second seeded team, and he is a guard. Everybody voted for him, right? Where are his jersey sales? Where's Anthony Edwards?
That's a great question. Right. They're the one seed right now.
This makes absolutely zero sense to me. Besides, is there an issue with Sacramento Wi-Fi? Where were the Sacramento votes?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. This actually confuses the heck out of me.
To me, isn't this a better representation of popularity than the votes as well?
Like, I would say so.
That's really weird. Yeah, especially Anthony Edwards. Like, you would think that it would skew more towards young players, too, because, you know, at this point, how is Steph Curry number one? Like, who at this point is like, you know what I should do? I should get a Steph Curry jersey. I've always been hesitant to get it, but let me go out and go get a Steph jersey.
There you go.
Something I've always wanted to do. There's been so many years to do it. Why now?
Chris is throwing highlighters.
I know,
he just can't take it.
Here I figured out how much Ben Simmons makes per minute, by the way.
Okay, good. We got that when we get back. Here you go, Curious. Fan rank, okay, for the guards. This is how this broke down. De'Aaron Fox was 7th in fan rank. Want to hear who's ahead of him, but behind him, clearly, in jersey sales. James Harden was 6th in fan rank.
Right, and that's a new team, too. So where's his new jersey sale?
James Harden, 6th in fan rank. Anthony Edwards, 5th in fan rank.
Huh.
Kyrie Irving, 4th in fan rank. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 3rd in fan rank. And then you have Luka 1 and Stephen Curry 2. Makes no sense.
No, that's interesting. I mean, and you know, maybe you could say, oh, you know, those numbers are more so based on performance than play, and that's fine, but my argument will more just be the All-Star game is not
but
for...
But is it, though?
Like, I think the All-Star game is for
fans aren't
for,
sitting here looking at stats
looking
like
at
that.
Yeah, no, I think the All-Star game should be for the most popular players. It should be... Allen Iverson should have been the starter for the East every single year he was available, because that's exactly who I want to see. And that's why I understand why Kyrie Irving was in, you know, the top 8 for Western Conference voting. But again, I think to me, if you're the NBA and you want All-Star game to be, let's get the people that the fans want to see the most, this is the list I'm using. I don't care about fan votes.
It's not just De'Aaron Fox.
No.
Devin Booker was 8th in fan rank, but he was top 15 in jersey sales. And John Morant, more of a confusing case
Definitely. Because
of his injury and other things. John Morant was 9th in fan rank, and he is in the jersey sale conversation as well. Got to get to a break. When we get back, continuing to get you ready for Kings Heat, and Chris has finally broken down how much Ben Simmons makes per minute. If you haven't had your lunch yet, don't do so, because you might lose it. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Your chance. We are an hour, 15 minutes away from your chance to see Eddie Griffin, the undercover brother. Live Nation has teamed up with Sacktown Sports to hook you up with tickets to check out comedy legend Eddie Griffin live at the Hard Rock Sacramento April 13th. Hit up the Folsom Lake Honda hotline at 1 p.m. for your chance to see Eddie Griffin. A pair of tickets. And the Kings have a chance now.
Oh,
I thought it was going to drop. The Kings have a chance. That was a long.
That was way too long.
There, you in the club? You thinking, hey,
next
what
song?
Happened?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, that's quite the transition.
Turn my headphones up.
Yeah, where's my snare at?
Turn it up. Treble at? Put some treble in it.
Put some treble in it. As we get ready for Kings Heat. Somebody else has something going on, not just De'Aaron Fox. Keegan Murray has been named to the Rising Stars game at All-Star Weekend. As obviously an NBA sophomore, he joins Paolo Banchero, Dyson Daniels, Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, Walker Kessler, Benedict Mathurin, Shaedon Sharpe, Jabari Smith Jr., and Jalen Williams. Keegan Murray, your guy.
I wish I could be even like remotely excited for this. I just have no idea what they're doing for the Rising Stars game anymore. They've changed it like 4 straight times.
It's better than, is it not, is it still U.S. Canada or U.S.
No,
World?
No. Now they do, it's back to rookie sophomore, but they also threw in G Leaguers this year.
And Mac McClung?
Last year they did this weird like tournament where it was... I can't even really remember how it's a headache. What I learned last year by going to All-Star is All-Star has lost its mind. It has gone off the rails. The skills challenge is people throwing full court, like bounce passes. I don't mind the skills challenge. I used to like it. I used to love All-Star Saturday. Yeah. All-Star Saturday is like one of my favorite event weekends, of the entire sports calendar. And it's just gotten completely destroyed, and I don't really even know what the allure is to watch anymore. Because it's really the three-point shootout has become the main event, funny enough. So I'll be watching, but it's just been incredibly disappointing the past couple years. As someone who loves All-Star Saturday, it's been a joke.
Well, we have time to discuss because we got to complain about the Pro Bowl before we complain about All-Star. And it feels like the Pro Bowl actually kind of has turned things around.
That's what
with
I hear.
This, we're just not going to do football stuff.
Sounds great.
I feel like this is beating a dead horse. Like the Pro Bowl in my entire lifespan, no one's liked it.
But yeah. I like the dodgeball.
Sure. See, but that's like one thing.
Yeah.
And I like, I like the dodgeball. I like the quarterback throwing just to see their skills.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't mind that.
They used to do like way, like in the early 2000s. They did like a skills competition where, you know, I think like Warren Sapp would win all the time. They would throw, you know, almost like a World's Strongest Man competition with the linemen, receivers. I think now they have them do like essentially a dunk contest, but with catches where they dive onto
a
mat
that's
and stuff.
Right. That's right.
They're trying some things.
Yeah, that one's kind of weird.
I would imagine. I did not watch
last
year. I did.
That one is a little bizarre, but they definitely tried. This is
weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is this weekend.
Is that in Vegas? Does anyone have any information on the Pro Bowl?
I don't know if they still do it in Hawaii. I think they're in Orlando now, Nate. Nate's a Pro Bowl guy.
Yeah, Nate's the
isn't
Pro Bowl
in Hawaii?
Expert here.
No. It was in Hawaii for years.
They haven't done it in Hawaii in a couple years.
I'd like to give my dad some credit, too, on this.
It's
forever.
Still in Orlando.
It needs to be flag football. And I'm like, dude, they're never going to do that. Sure enough, it happened. So
the thing that trips me out about the flag football is that you could still get injured.
Yes, absolutely.
You could still get
probably
injured.
Probably a better chance because it's more of an unfamiliar element.
Turkey bowl?
Turkey
bowl,
dude. I quit playing turkey bowl.
You cannot throw a ball over the middle or somebody's getting cracked, okay? And they're much smaller people that I'm playing turkey bowl with. Then who's going to be playing playing flag football? Okay.
Oh, I thought yeah.
So it is in Orlando.
All right. Is it outside? Is it where are they? There's no stadium.
I think they probably play at the Disney lot or something. I think they play at Camping World Stadium or something.
Getting back to the NBA All-Star quickly. I know. Have you guys seen this? It might be before your time. Have you guys seen it floating around in 1992? When Mike Conley Sr., Ken Griffey Jr., Deion Sanders, and I also believe Barry Bonds, they were in a slam dunk competition.
No.
Yes. Check it out.
What?
They did a slam dunk competition. It was ridiculous. And maybe that's where this thing goes. I mean, I'd rather see NFL players and Major
Miles
League Baseball
Garrett.
Players. Yes. I'd rather see them in a dunk contest do dunks that we've seen before just to see how athletic they are than Mac McClung. Or you could do both. Maybe you could do both. But TNT had a show with Terrence J. Yeah. What was that, 4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, the dunk show?
The dunk show where it was just
that was
professional
terrible.
Dunkers. That was terrible. That's where we're headed with the dunk contest.
Yeah, no thanks. I mean, in a way, Mac McClung is a bit of a mercenary. A bit, you know, he's pretty much getting signed by teams just so it's not insane that he's performing in the dunk contest. I think he's on Orlando's G League now.
Okay,
if I'm
he's not
mistaken.
No longer with Philly.
He's not with Philly anymore. In a way, it does seem like we're getting further and further away from actual NBA players doing at least the dunk contest.
Are you blaming LeBron for this?
I mean, he kind of started the turning it down because even like Kobe did the dunk contest. Even Vince Carter, of course, made a name for himself in the dunk contest. I guess you can blame LeBron, but it kind of always gets passed on to the next guy too. I mean, like, I guess, like, sure. We can blame LeBron. Why not? Because everything does kind of lead to him.
If people
not
are
going to
put him
right.
in the one of the most influential players, then how could you not?
Right. Exactly.
Right. Like, if Steph Curry never did the 3-point contest, I think that thing would dip.
Yeah.
But
for
instead,
sure.
he's doing side missions, side quests with Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah.
That was kind of random, by the way.
It was super random.
So
even
they're
going to
do a separate contest, just them.
Yeah, I mean, you're acting like you don't remember the Draymond Green versus Kevin Hart 3-point shootout.
That's
come on.
True.
Come on, Alan. It's been
my goal
it's been
is
done
to be
before.
Kevin Hart in that situation before my career is over.
I think he tied Draymond too. He might have even beaten him.
It went bad.
Looks like Kevin Herter out there.
They should put a backpack on Kevin Hart. It might be a little more fair.
Oh man. That all starts in Vegas. That our path.
Yes.
For
starts
in Vegas. It all starts.
There'll be a line of demarcation of Allen goes to Vegas.
That's right.
And then 3 days later, Allen Styles headlines All Star Saturday.
That's right,
dude. I would be
so honored. Game.
Who would Allen shoot?
Honestly,
out
my whole.
Then you're on around the
I
horn.
I need one celebrity game under my belt before I go 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I can get there.
Yeah.
With your help.
You're going to have to surpass some real talent, and I'm ready to see that.
We got it. We got it happening. My Achilles will be ready. Yeah.
I think you just have to make a YouTube channel and like upload a couple videos, and that's
pop.
Like the only requirements. Because they have, especially now, the term celebrity is never stretched more than it is in the NBA celebrity
That's
game.
Right.
It's a lot of...
That's right.
I'm sorry, wait. The drummer for Arcade
right.
Fire?
Yeah.
Excuse me? The secretary of... Wait,
yeah,
what?
He could hoop, though.
He could hoop. Both of those fools could hoop.
He could hoop, and, you know, you sit here, hey, flagship, Bad Boys of the Midday. Okay.
Kings on the up.
You're going to need
on the up.
Five all-stars from the Kings to even consider, and they're going to go to Dave first.
No, okay.
They're going to be
Dave will say no.
Yeah.
Dave will say
Dave
no.
Said, I don't go
the
to
whole
Dave.
Starting lineup is going to have to be Kings. They're like, all right, we got it. We got to get someone from Sacramento,
yeah,
I guess.
No, Kings,
Cat Williams lived there. What can we do?
Tom Hanks went to college there.
Jay Johnson.
I'm too low on the hierarchy, but it starts now. We're only 3 months in here. This is we are in phase one of celebrity basketball game. They're going to ask Dave, hey, do you want to be in this game? And Dave's going to say no, but during the All-Star game, can you make sure everybody says DeMontis Sabo? That's all he's going to care about. Yeah. That's all he's going to care about. Yeah, hey.
Still not going to work.
It's still not going to work. Got to get to a break. When we get back, you want Jimmy Butler in Sacramento? Chris Watkins might. Same with Nate. Sal's and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.